Welcome to Down the Garden Path. I'm your host, Joanne Shaw, landscape designer and plant lover. I enjoy discussing down-to-earth tips and advice to help you seasonally manage your garden and landscape, and I also aim to bring you interesting and relevant topics to educate you all about the landscaping and horticultural industry. We are talking about landscape lighting today on Down the Garden Path. I'm with Tom Watson. He is the Senior Business Development Manager with BOLD, Best Outdoor Living Design. Focusing on his territory in Central Ontario, after working in business operations for over 9 years, focusing on leveraging cutting-edge technologies for strategic growth and process improvement, Tom entered the outdoor lighting industry, and he's here today to talk more about it. So welcome to the show, Tom.
How's it going, Joanne?
Good, very good. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about BOLD.
Yeah, so BOLD is a new landscape lighting manufacturer coming with lots of experience, 25 years of experience and very experienced staff on our team, bringing a new spin to landscape lighting. A lot of, improvements on things that are out there in the marketplace, whether it's, quality of fixtures, connections, speed and efficiency, and different means of communication and, pretty much like everything under the sun, designs and aesthetic of the fixtures. So, really looking at the North American market, taking feedback from professionals, in the US and Canada, and then really implementing those changes into the product line to be able to, service the needs and demands and provide solutions that professionals are looking for in their landscape lighting products.
Yes, because landscape lighting is very important, isn't it? Like I'm always amazed people spend tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars sometimes on their landscaping. And then, they come home from work after dark and they never get to see it. So
yeah, 100%, 100%. It's so important and so valuable. And you nailed it right on the head there. Like, you come home, I got two little guys myself, one's going to be 3 and one's going to be 5 in the next couple of months here. So, you get home, after a day on the road or something like that, you get dinner done, you get the kids down to bed and then, you go outside. And if you don't have any, lighting out there, you're not able to use that space. It's a lot of times now, in the design and, with these extensions of the homes, whether it's an outdoor kitchen, a deck, a patio, a small seating area, whatever that scale is, by adding lighting into, into the project, into the property, it doesn't even have to be like a new construction project either. Right. You can just add some lights to your decking and then now you have, usable space where you can, enjoy that space, into the evening. Right. Yes. So coming home, at the end of the day to that dark space, having that usable lighting there, it just creates that extension of the home. You have more usable space. You're able to create those memories with your family, with your friends, entertain and get more value out of your own space as well. Again, whether it's a small little patio or a, $1 million, backyard oasis, right, whatever the scale is, by investing a little bit more into landscape lighting, the homeowner is able to have a greater return on their investment, whether it's, just their home and their existing space or, that new construction project that they're working on.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to something you said about existing. So I think that's a really important thing because I'm that homeowner that bought a house with an existing pool that was put in, 15 years before I moved in. And back then, which would have been like 25 years ago, there was no real landscape lighting, right? Mm-hmm. So we never thought we could put it in because the backyard was all concrete. And so I have a story of my teenage, like boys, as they approach teenage, literally have like automotive lights in the backyard plugged in so that they could have their friends at night in the pool, and I just kept thinking we're going to, electrocute the whole group of them, right? So until we, we did the renovation and added lighting, but you don't have to do it that way. You can. So I think that's because that's a big market of people who have existing landscaping, existing pools, and don't think that they have to rely on something like solar lights and don't think that they can install landscape lighting.
For sure. And it definitely depends on, on that specific, space, what, what's your for your cable management? Can you get cable? You have, obviously a lot of pool decks are going to be concrete. Where can you get your cable to? But there's different ways. You can use different types of fixtures, and have light implemented into the space. Maybe not the same way that you would if you were doing a new construction, new build, but you can definitely, there's definitely ways to, to add it into existing spaces, regardless of whatever obstacles may be in your way. There's ways around that. And then by using different fixtures in different ways, maybe getting more creative on your cable management or how you're using those fixtures by, adding that light into that space. So just like you said, when your boys are trying to, have friends over for a swimming party at nighttime, sun goes down, instead of having to send everybody home, they can still enjoy and use the space and, create
That's
those
right.
memories with their friends.
Yes. Yeah, because the pool didn't have light in the pool either, which is
Yeah.
a whole other show. But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I think I've seen some, where you can even put them on the fence. Like there is, it's not just in the ground, they and cable. I understand that cable management is a lot, but I think that's where the professional comes in because the homeowner, much like much of the landscaping design as a landscape designer, homeowners just can't see how to solve that problem or how to improve that their situation. And that's why it's good to deal with a professional because they can see outside the box and they have experience in doing something like that. So that's really important for you to work, closely with people that have that experience, right?
Oh, 100%. And we get calls all the time for helping out in that design aspect of like, hey, here's my space. I know I need to add lighting into it, so to be able to use it longer. Now, how do I do it? I'm not sure how to do it because I have that concrete pool deck, and I'm not sure what types of lights I can use. Can I put fence lighting to downlight onto that? Can I use up lights on the back cedars, at the perimeter on the back side? Is it lights going down the path? Kind of. They might have an idea or maybe no idea, but we get asked that all the time is, can you help me out with the design for my space? And a lot of times it is that pre-existing landscape that now, maybe they weren't ready or they didn't see the value in lighting at the time, but now they're ready to go and they've had those scenarios of having to, set up that secondary lighting and they're like, okay, let's just get it done the right way with a high quality product. We're able to get it into that space. So definitely something that I love helping out in that aspect because you get people to be able to enjoy their space more. So it's
I
a fun
think
time.
the garden, like when they started with those like fairy lights and those like, people hanging the lights on their fence, more as a decorative thing. And I think that really increased the people's awareness of like, oh wow, I mean, as corny as those are and how much they don't winter and you need to replace them, but I think that was like one small little trend in the, decor, home decor market that really made people realize like, wow, I really do use the space more when I can, when it's lit up. And I
For
think,
sure.
think about what you could do in longer times, and with quality landscape lighting.
For sure. And it doesn't have to be a lot of light either. You can accomplish a lot with, with a little bit of light, and because you can have too much light. You can also, you can have too little or none, but you can definitely have too much as well. So it's kind of finding that fine line. And that's where, working with a designer, an experienced designer like yourself, or a contractor who may be doing their own designs, or when they get on site, like we were talking about earlier, you might come up with a plan, and then they get to site, they might tweak that plan a little bit to better fit the space once they're there, and kind of seeing those different elements that are pre-existing. But definitely, it's become more and more the norm to add landscape lighting into into projects and into homes for that extension of the home, which is awesome, and it's just like. It used to be finishing your basement was, that's how you're expanding your space, right? You're going to finish your basement. And then you're going to have, double the space of your house. You're going to build a deck, you're going to build a patio, you're going to have an extension of your home to use. You have an outdoor kitchen. Now you have two kitchens at your house. You have a pool, you extend that usable space at nighttime. Now you have even more space. So it's all like those trends, like you mentioned, where it just grows and evolves into what it is today. And I mean, it's amazing to see for myself, like the landscape lighting side of things becoming that more norm and on more projects because you just it's so valuable to what it adds to it. And like aside from being like usable space and making it just more usable extension of the home, but it's also it makes it beautiful. It enhances it. Like the energy is amazing. elements and people's properties, in the projects that they're doing. And, by using like a high quality product, with a high CRI, like our fixtures are all CRI 90 or above. So we're bringing out the most vibrant colors in the space. Red Japanese maple, it's going to look so red, so vibrant. So you're painting with nature's palette and creating that, bringing out those colors and not just adding light, because I always like to talk on the design side of things, like we get to paint with light, right?
That's
And
really
kind of,
good.
enhance the space and add that drama, add that magic to the space. But when we're painting with light, we also get to paint with the shadow, which is really cool. So you can kind of create those shadows, create those that depth in the space. And then again, with that light on colored elements, we're bringing out that vibrancy in the color and, painting with nature's palette that's there of those, when you're on your planting diagrams that you're designing in, whatever they're putting in, if the hydrangeas, the greens, the grasses, like whatever it is, whatever colors are there, a high quality product with a high CRI is going to bring out those colors. And again, just make it look even better than it does during the day. So, because that's where you really get that magic, is when the sun goes down.
Yeah, for sure. And I like to say, because gardens, like, we talked a bit about pools, but also highlighting, those that Japanese maple, but also with mature gardens. And again, I think there's a group of people think, well, it's already established, I don't want to mess it up. But you're not messing it up, and you can add such value because there's nothing better. I mean, landscape lighting on brand new plants looks lovely, but on something that's, mature and really come into its shape and really, that's really adding. I think that increases your home value by so much by doing that. So again, like I
Definitely.
really want to make sure that our listeners realize, like, it doesn't need to be a new home install, right? I mean, yes,
Cor
that can
correct.
be
Yeah.
easier sometimes. As far as what you called cord management, but I want our homeowners to know that even if you have an established house and established yards, it can still be done, and it's low voltage lighting is the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice and safe. It's low energy, low cost to run. So you can run it, all night if you want to, right? And that's it. Like, it definitely doesn't have to be that that new construction project. A lot of projects that we work on and help on the design side of things are those, like either like a retrofit of an older system where they want to upgrade it, or it's just, a project where they a property where they don't have any lighting at all, but now they want to add it in. So definitely can be done. There are different obstacles maybe in the way, or I was trying to find that path of least resistance. But like you said, like on the mature trees, like that's where you get that height, that drama, right? Obviously, when you plant things in, unless you're planting in, a more mature new tree, things are pretty low. So when you get those elements that are there, those taller trees, it just adds that drama and that uniqueness, and that's what get your eyes kind of, walking through and keep things, interesting and not stagnant, where everything would be kind of at one level, creates those different heights and really gets the space where your eyes are, interacting with the space more. Even if you're just sitting there reading a book, having a coffee, you're able to look around and kind of see that those differences in the space. And really, that's what makes each space unique as well, is, you're looking from, on the either design or contractor side of things, for the professional, from project to project. If you're doing pools on all your projects, you're going to have pools and lighting, and obviously you want to try and change things up and have different types of designs. But on from project to project, you're going to have those unique elements that are going to make it its own. And a lot of times that mature trees or foliage or grasses or whatever is already there are definitely going to be those elements that will make it its own. And also too, for the homeowner, probably one of those things or a few of those things are going to be their favorite element of
Their
their home.
home.
And I love my favorite question when I'm talking with a homeowner from helping out a designer or a professional with a project is, what's your favorite part about your property? And that's either going to be a special plant that means something to them or that looks really cool, maybe like a statue or something. So there's going to be something there, and that's my favorite thing to, have some lighting on that, enhance that with lighting, because the homeowner's going to fall in love with that, and it's going to help them even enjoy their space even more. So it's always a great place to start. And I mean, we talked about the beauty aspect of lighting, but a lot of times too, is, that safety element is key, and definitely that, that thing where people can get their foot in the door with lighting on their projects for the professional to start, at least with that safety element, or even for the homeowner, right? It's like, maybe you don't have the money to invest in, in a quality, landscape lighting project, but you have those changes in elevation. You have some steps on the deck or the pool deck where you want to, make sure when you're entertaining at nighttime, people aren't tripping over those changes in elevation. So a great place to start. And then, even if you're just starting there, you can always add on. With our system, it's very modular. So it's easy to add on down the road. And then, you can also, look at those different areas. But definitely, focusing on, if you're doing that, focusing on one area and then making one area really well, and then branch out into those next phases, rather than trying to spread out the investment, too thin over the space, because then you might run into, making it look lackluster, not getting that same impact or that same magic that you'd be looking for.
And safety is a good thing to mention too, because we've all been to that friend's house in the backyard and you're walking down the path, and yes, the path is nice and safe, but you're like holding on to the, the house wall to, so you can, make your way to the gate. So it is good. It is important to have, to think about the safe places, and certainly changes in elevation. That's a really important thing. Highlighting steps for parents and grandparents,
For
but
sure.
nicely. So, it doesn't mean that we're going to put that spotlight on, you know what I mean? That type of thing. So with all of that, from design and safety, okay, so we've convinced everybody to that they need landscape lighting. Why should they, what are the difference in products? Because yes, they can run out to a big box store or get online and do some shopping, but that's not necessarily the best way to go, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just like anything, it's going to be different, different price points and different quality levels, right? With landscape lighting, I talked about it a little bit earlier, for that high CRI for color rendering index. So with our products, as a high quality product, we focus on the quality of our materials themselves, like that the fixtures are made out of, and then the quality of the light output, of the LEDs, of the runtime, and of the lighting that's coming out of that fixture. So, to give you an example, with our fixtures, our stainless steel is marine grade stainless steel and marine grade anodized aluminum, depending on what finish of fixture that you're using. So we're focusing on that quality. Our recessed fixtures have built-in strain relief on the back. So there's different things there that help. All of our fixtures are also integrated. So with that, LEDs heats the premature killer of LEDs. So with all our fixtures being integrated, there's no changeable lamps or bulbs or anything like that. It's just you have your fixture, you hook it up into your system. If it were to fail, then you would just replace the fixture. So it makes things easier on the install side of things, or speccing things out. We're just choosing the right fixture for our application. But on the on the product quality side, it allows us to draw the heat away from the LEDs, so that it extends the life of them. So on our fixtures, we have a lifetime of 50,000 hours for the runtime on the LEDs. So, really giving you that longevity, that peace of mind, that when you're investing in your project, that you're going to get that return on your investment for a long, long time, for your runtime of your system. And then getting into, out of the quality of the materials, the R&D for how everything's kind of put together, those LEDs, using a high quality LED, you're going to have a nice even color temperature. So all the stuff's 27,000 Kelvin, so it's nice and warm and inviting. It makes you want to be there, right? And then also that CRI, that's that kind of that finishing touch where we're bringing out those vibrant colors, making the colors in the landscape as vibrant as possible, right? You walk down the sidewalk on a sunny day, a nice sunny day here today. You're always seeing those, not a lot of colors because the leaves are still off the trees, but for the evergreens and stuff, we're seeing that nice vibrant green from the sun. So with color rendering index, we are with the CRI, we're trying to replicate sunlight with artificial light to bring out those vibrant colors that you see with your eyes on a sunny day. And that's what a high quality LED will do, is bring out those vibrant colors with a lower CRI. Things are going to be washed out, grayed out. So a high quality CRI is going to bring out those nice vibrant colors. And as I mentioned, one of my favorite things to talk about there is like painting with nature's palette in those colors that are there. You're putting those colors in your designs for reasons. And then even if it's the house, a red brick house, it's going to, enhance that. So really focusing on that quality, gives you that peace of mind as well. You're going to have different warranties and stuff. Our fixtures are 7-year warranty, fully comprehensive. So again, giving you that peace of mind. So, regardless of the scale of your investment into that lighting project, you're going to have that peace of mind that, hey, and this company stands behind their product, and we know it's a quality product. It's going to make our space look the best that it can, with what's there, with our new design that we have, or what's currently here, still bringing out the best in your space and making it look, the best that it can.
Okay. When you talk about integrated, so the lid's not falling off, the things aren't, it isn't coming apart, right? Like we often see, driving around, you'll see, the life, the, the lids, the top of the light is high, hanging. So that's the quality where it comes from, right?
For sure. So, if you think about like a pot light in your house, for example, there's integrated versions of that. There's, drop-in versions of that where if it burns out, you just, take the cover off, replace the bulb and put it back. So same thing for landscape lighting. There's both integrated and non-integrated or drop-in fixtures. We choose to use integrated fixtures for that longevity of the fixture of the LED. So yeah, that's exactly it. So making it so everything's one piece, fully sealed unit, a high IP rating. So where we are here up in Canada, lots of snow that's starting to melt now with the crazy warm weather that we're having. So with that, you're not going to have any water getting into your fixtures, because that's a big thing too, where you have a lower quality fixture. A lot of times you're going to have a lower IP rating or ingress protection, where you're going to have water getting into fixtures, and that's also going to cause issues, whether it's LEDs burning out prematurely, or causing other issues. Even just having water in the fixture is going to affect your light output. So having all those things, it's another great benefit of having an integrated unit, is that it helps with that high IP rating as well. So again, just avoiding things that can happen and kind of setting you up for the most amount of success and longevity of your system.
Yeah, because I've had clients worry. I had one last year where she was worried about the grandchildren. Like, if we put the lights in and then their grandchildren were playing and they're kicking the ball, like, I don't want them all breaking. And we're like, no, it's not gonna, it's a better product. It's, I don't want to say it's real landscape lighting, but it's a different, it's a different. So, and that's good.
For sure.
It's a better quality, and it is, and I love the fact that you don't have to commit. Like if you want just a few in the front for now, to cover the safety aspect, and maybe highlight, the large mature tree, knowing that in the budget next year you want to add a bit more, that it is something that you, it does, it isn't all, have to do it all at the same time, right? It's something you can add on, as your budget allows.
Definitely. And it's part of the fun, in my role, is kind of seeing these projects evolve over time with, phase two, phase three, phase four. A lot of times, on the design aspect, I'll usually design here, this is what I would do. And then here's, option A, option B. If you wanted to focus, I always have those conversations of, what level of investment they're looking at making into the space. But a lot of times, like, people don't know what they don't know. So by kind of showing them, where fixtures would go, how it would look in that space, whether it's a 3D render or like a CAD style, like topographic, showing where the fixtures would be, obviously seeing some samples, seeing some pictures of other spaces, goes a long way in visualizing, because that's, one of the hardest things I think for homeowners to see, or even new professionals that haven't dove into landscape lighting yet, is seeing and understanding what the space will look like with landscape lighting, and different types of it as well, and different amounts of it. So by being able to show, again, in all these different ways, people learn differently. Some people love to see things in their hand, or a nighttime demo, and some people love to see, a design and just kind of see schematically where things are going to go. So, tons of different ways to do it, but by having that visualization, definitely goes a long way, whichever way you're doing it, to help people understand what it's going to do to their space.
And talk about, let's talk a little bit about training. So you offer, because this stuff is, even as a designer, like we're always learning and we're always trying to figure out the, the best way to do something. And so landscape lighting is a learning curve, I think. And you offer training to your through your dealers and through your profession, the landscape lighting professionals.
Yeah, for sure. Education is a huge part of what we do at our company, and one of our core focuses. We currently have our Bold Mini Academy running right now.
Okay.
So with that, overviewing our product line and the system, and kind of covering everything that encompasses there. It is our mini academy. We'll be building that out with our full academy, with other courses on design. How to sell lighting, how to price jobs for lighting, different ways of designing different lighting effects. So all really providing all the knowledge, all the tools to people in the industry, whether professional, designer, or dealer partners, where we can help elevate the industry and the knowledge there. And because again, you need to know, how to design it properly to bring out the best in the value and bring out the best in that space. And same thing goes all the way down from a dealer partner to a contractor to the designer, and then to be able to show that to the homeowner goes a long way. So it's a huge focus what we do. Our mini academy is online. We still have sessions up, so all
Okay.
that's available on our website to register for that. And then we also do in-person trainings as well. So we love having training events at our dealer partners. Getting on site, going to professionals, training their teams, individually, whether it's at their shop on site. We love getting out there and creating lighting professionals or elevating lighting professionals
Yeah.
in the industry. So definitely something that that we love to do. And if anyone's ever interested, all
Yeah.
they got to do is reach out and we can set something up for sure.
Yes, because it was great to visit. You were at the Landscape Designer Conference, so that's
Yep.
where. Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes the buck starts with us, or and I was saying to you before the show that it's easy sometimes when you're focused on the hardscaping and focused on the plants and getting all the elements, the client's wish list, that lighting falls off, I confess, and then but then you've and that's the biggest one, that biggest regret. I'm like, oh, how could I forget? So yes, and especially after my own situation in the backyard. We still haven't done the front, but I look forward to doing the
Yeah.
front. That I should you'd be paying much more attention to it. And I think it's very important. There are a lot of new designers, and then there's new products though too, right? So let's I want to talk a little bit about new products or new design trends that you see, or lighting trends that you see kind of coming down.
For sure. Yeah, like on that front, a big thing is smart technology, whether it's inside the home, outside the home, it's a big one. So with our smart system, controllability of your system as a whole, and then looking at smart fixtures as well. So it's kind of like two tiers to it.
Okay.
People love to be able to customize their spaces. So with our smart source, which is our smart transformer, you're able to zone things out. It's controlled via an app. It's a Wi-Fi transformer. So out of the box, it'll hook up to your Wi-Fi and you'll be able to control it, via the Bold app. Google Home, Alexa, Apple HomeKit, right out of the box and give you that compatibility so you can tie it in with your existing, scenes that you're running for your home. Whether it's, your soffit lights or, anything inside, you can have all that kind of set up. And that's for like your standard system with your regular lights. For our products, we have dimmable and color changing products coming out. That's where people love to add a little splash of color into their spaces too, whether it's for their favorite sports team, for a special holiday. People like to be able to have that, or if they're having a party and they want to have
Yeah.
some different color lights going on, that's a big one too. So that's something we have coming out very soon as well on for the smart fixtures and color changing
Okay.
and dimming. So definitely keep an eye out for that. But definitely a big thing you see is more. The more is more technological advancements into the space of landscape lighting. So that controllability, customizability of the output of the fixtures, of the color of the fixtures, that's definitely like a big thing that you see, as well as the like getting out away from. It depends on like where you are too, but a lot of times in the design side of things, there's new trends that come in. So for example, on the paver side of things, a lot of paver manufacturers are introducing, hexagonal pavers or different shaped pavers, getting away from like rectangles or squares, That's something that we've introduced in our product line as well. And, trim rings of our fixtures, of our bollards, of our, above grade recessed fixtures. We have these different elements in our product line that we're seeing in trends in the, in the landscape industry in general, not just in landscape lighting, but being able to now, have a more cohesive project with, using different shapes of fixtures in different from project to project. We were able to match the lines of that design a little bit better with those different, if it's a square, if it's a hexagon, or if there's more round, if it's a curved pool, a rectangle pool, you kind of pull on those different design elements. And that's something that we've done with our product line, just to have more options available, to be more creative in the design aspect.
Okay. How about colors? Black seems to be standard.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned about my desire for less gray in the landscape, are you seeing some are there other colors as far as the I don't know what you want a technical call them, but yeah, the
Yeah,
fixtures.
just for yeah, like for the finish of your fixtures, black is
Finished, yes.
definitely the most popular for sure.
Okay.
All of our fixtures come in a black, like a nice matte black colorway.
Okay.
We do have a couple white fixtures as well, depending for if it's a white railing system or something like that. That's popular in different pockets of North America as well. We have those available, but very much so where there used to be. Again, it's different geographically too, but black is very, very popular.
Okay.
And say like the most popular right now, definitely from
Okay.
the
So no
fixture
trend to
finish
go.
side of
Well, and it
things.
is pretty, it's pretty neutral, in the sense it goes with
Yeah,
everything.
for
But
sure.
anybody wanting to go more into the bronze or.
It depends, like
Okay.
geographically, there'd be different pockets that maybe maybe they have a more kind of like traditional styling there, where they'd be
Okay.
looking at a bronze or brass or something like that. But definitely what we see is that black being the
Okay.
most common across the board. And also providing the most modern, contemporary styling of like our fixtures are very
Yeah.
like that have that modern aesthetic to them. So that's where like the black also provides that nice sleekness and aesthetic to the fixtures. So when they're not on, they still have that same appeal, where you're seeing that nice
Yeah.
aesthetic there.
Okay. So the new trend is that black is still the trend.
Yeah, exactly.
And
Very, very
it is for,
timeless,
yeah,
right?
it is
Yeah.
timeless. It really
Yeah.
is. You're too young to know, but the turquoise toilet, big and
Yeah.
big, or those green fridges, lime green fridge, right?
Yeah.
It's sometimes the new and improved and the flashy color is not necessarily the best thing, right? So it's nice to
Yeah.
stick with the tried and true and something that goes with everything. And even after you've
For sure.
changed your landscaping, the black is still, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter the color of your brick and all those things, right? Black still,
Yeah,
it goes nicely.
for sure.
So aside from the training, are there any other anything else you'd like to mention or promote? I mean, your website, we'll definitely have that in the show notes, but do you want to give it a
Yeah.
shout out?
Yeah, boldpros.com.
Okay.
Lots of stuff dropping on there, throughout the year, throughout the season here with the official launch of, of our brand, of the site. The official launch of that will be coming very, very shortly as well. And then aside from that, we have our training going on. We have tons of trade shows going on. So if you're a
Okay.
designer or a contractor out there, we're in tons of shows like the Techco Hardscaper Roadshow, lots of other shows. That's all available. You can find us on the website for where we're going to be. Also on Instagram, you can find us on there as well. And kind of keep an eye on where we're at, where we're going to be. I'll personally be at the Techco shows coming up here in Burlington and Vaughan. So if anybody's going to
Okay.
be around, we can see you there. But
Yes.
yeah, lots on the go. And I mean, it's definitely being a very, very busy, kind of off season here,
Off
and it
season,
shows shape.
yeah.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a pretty early start, I think, too, hopefully
Yeah.
with the weather. But very much in the trade show side of things, like all over our team, all over North America is, hitting the ground pretty hard there. We got guys at shows all over the place. So take a
Right.
peek if you're, in different areas, and we're all over the place.
And for the DI, there's always a DIYer out there.
A
So,
hundred percent.
and I think the DIYer thinks they don't have an alternative but the big box stores, et cetera. But they do. They can go to the dealers. They can
Yep.
look at the displays. They can talk to somebody there,
100%.
as well, right?
Yep. 100%.
Okay.
We'll through our, where you can purchase our product through our dealer network. You can definitely, DIY it yourself. And if you, again, if you need help on anything,
Yes.
reach out to our team. We love supporting, whether it's a homeowner, designer, contractor, dealer, like anyone in our, in the Bold, kind of family umbrella. We love
Yeah.
to support. It's a big thing of what we do as well. It's definitely can be done on the DIY side of things for sure.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I just want to end on that note that there you've got something for everybody, and there is a way to go see it, and it's not, you know what you're getting. I think, and that's another thing. Those displays are great because you can touch it, you can see the difference, and it the quality, you get what you pay for, really. And
A
it's the
hundred percent.
longevity.
For sure. And definitely seeing things, because a lot of times if you're, again, if you're, a homeowner or someone who's just, in the industry but new to landscape lighting, seeing it, seeing the product, seeing, the sizes that they are, seeing what they actually look like, on and off, seeing what the lighting effects provide, really goes a long way in understanding what it's going to be. So definitely, definitely seeing those displays is
Yeah.
key. So keep an eye out for those at your local locations for sure.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I love the painting with light. So, thank you very much for joining me on Down the Garden Path,
No worries.
and I look forward to working for with you this season. I do want it not to start so soon, but it is what it is,
Yeah,
right?
same thing. My hockey rink in the backyard is looking pretty sad these days, so we'll
I
see.
know
But
it's so hard. We gave
yeah.
up when the kids were little. Like it just is so it's
It
so much work, right? And then for it not to be,
is.
yeah.
It
So
definitely is, but lots of
yeah.
fun. But yeah, well, it was
Yes.
great being on. Thanks for having me on, Joanne. It's
You're
great chatting
welcome.
with you, and also looking forward to a fun season ahead, and hope to be working with you over the next little bit when things warm up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, thank you very much for being on Down the Garden Path.
My pleasure. Thanks again. Have a good one.
Thanks.